Merry Christmas. The last time we can say that. Today marks the very last day of the Christmas season in our church calendar. We began this holy season with the commemoration of the birth of the Lord on December 25th. Last Sunday, we commemorated the Epiphany, where Christ's divinity was revealed to the wise men. And today, we celebrate another manifestation of Christ's divinity, but this time to all people at the feast of his baptism. In the early history of the church, today's feast was actually even more important than Christmas Day itself. Today was the culmination of the Christmas season and what it represents. God made man, God in the flesh, God with us, coming to offer that supreme gift of salvation. At his birth, God began to reveal himself as both divine and human to a few Jewish shepherds in the fields. And even then, an angel had to tell them what was happening. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. At his Epiphany, God revealed himself again as both divine and human, but now to the Gentile world with the wise men from the East. They saw the child with Mary, his mother, and prostrated themselves and did him homage. But at his baptism, God revealed himself as both divine and human to all people. What started at Christmas was fully revealed not a week, not 2 weeks later, but a full 30 years later at our Lord's baptism in the River Jordan. Heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him, and a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." At that very instant, for the first time in human history, God revealed himself explicitly as who he really is, a Trinity, a community of three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that the second person of this Trinity was among God's people to show the way back to God himself. Our Lord, despite being the one who was submerged in the waters of Jordan, wasn't the one being cleansed. We know that he had no need for it. But it was the waters that were being cleansed by him. And through that same water, he cleanses us. He was baptized as an example for us that we also might be baptized. In his baptism, he was revealed to be God's Son. And in our baptism, we are also revealed to be God's children. Today, we began with the asperges, the rite of sprinkling, calling to mind our own baptism those many years ago, when the heavens opened up and God spoke to our own souls saying, "You are my beloved Son. You are my beloved daughter with whom I am well pleased." And often, I think, we forget that we have a nobility and a dignity because we are the sons and daughters of God, and sometimes act out in ways that are not fitting of that distinction. Just as Christ began his public mission at his baptism, we were given our own mission at our baptism in bringing God, in sharing his goodness, beauty, and truth to the rest of the world by our words and our deeds. So today, as we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, let us remain close to our Heavenly Father, remembering who we are as his children, renewing our commitment to him every time we dip our hands in that holy water font, every time we sign ourselves with the sign of the cross, every time we approach this altar, and every time we call upon God, our Heavenly Father, in prayer.